The saga continues. Season 2 of Wu-Tang, An American Saga is now streaming on Hulu. On their way to the top, fractures within the clan are starting to appear. With Wu-Tang's musical future up in the air, Bobby looks to keep them on track to achieve their position as one of the most unlikely American success stories. The Wu-Tang clan will have to overcome even more obstacles, odds, and past beef as they come together to create the iconic album Enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers. Stream the Season 2 finale this Wednesday only on Hulu.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Yo. Yo, call. So you can get down with shenanigans. Ebro versus Laura. Laura versus Ebro. But you know it's called Laura Never Loses. So odds are I'm gonna lose, not Laura. The system is rigged.
No, it's
not. I stand with Kyrie.
Oh, shut up.
I stand with Kyrie. The system is rigged. They're trying to prevent me from playing.
Oh, gosh. Listen, I have tickets this morning to the Millennium Tour with Omarion, Bow Wow, Ashanti, Soulja Boy, Lloyd, Pretty Ricky, the Ying Yang Twins, Friday, November 12th at the Prudential Center. Yo, Funk Flex will be on the set.
Oh, wow.
Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But if you guys want to play the little game of Lord Never Loses, I need two callers right now.
I already said that.
223-9797.
That is Dream Doll and Capella Gray from the BX. The Gallus, I was going to say, the Gallus superstar, Capella Gray, on the hook of Dream Doll's You Know My Body. New song, breaking out of the BX. Not just New York City. Nice. A lot of people playing that record. Sounds good, too.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of sounding good, Meek Mill at the Garden. We got to talk to Cass One. Did y'all know Cass One was DJing at the Meek Mill set? Yeah, kid. Man. He was in the Garden. It probably happened last minute.
That's so dope.
That joint was ringing off, man. Meek Mill, I don't know all the specific numbers, but they saying Meek Mill sold out the Garden, B.
Yo. That's amazing.
The big, and that ain't the theater. Not the little small joint.
The Garden.
And then brought the hood out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Into the Garden, that's legendary.
Good for him, man. That's dope.
Yeah, nah, that's real dope. So we got to talk about that later on. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Kicking off the week. You know this week is mostly doo-doo. Or at least the way it starts.
I think somewhere in the middle we're getting smacked up.
Well, Tuesday, let's see. Today is cool and clouds roll in. Tuesday, supposed to be a little bit of rain. But Wednesday all day, it was slated for a full day of rain. But I'm not seeing that now.
Yeah, they
I think they changed it up.
Nah, this morning on the news, they were talking about a nor'easter coming.
Well, there's
through.
A flash flood watch tonight, I think is the deal, right? Because my thing says flash flood watch, and I look at it, it says the rain's supposed to happen around 7 p.m.
Yeah.
This for the tri-state. You know, we got listeners all over the country now, so y'all just going to have to bear with us while we talk about local weather. You know what I'm saying? Chill out. Who we got online, Shiny Culture?
We got Janice.
Janice, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening with you? Where you headed to get money? How's everything? What's going on? Give us the rundown.
I'm on my way to work.
Okay.
I'm on my way to work, about to drop my kids off to my cousin and then go to work. I work at the post office.
Yo, I see a lot of post offices I drive by. It says they're hiring. But then I read articles about the post office, like, slowing down. Which one is it, man?
It's both of them. They hiring and they slowing down. They slowing down because they need workers.
Because they need workers.
So, wait.
Mm-hmm.
So they're hiring, but they still going to slow down.
But they slowed down for right now because they need workers. So that's why they hiring. They doing like a mass hire. It's like a hiring event tomorrow in Jersey City.
Oh, wow.
They hiring on CERT. I mean, on site. They hiring that for the plant on site, 80 County Road, from 10 to 2.
80 County Road, 10 to 2 tomorrow, hiring on site for the U.S. Postal Service over there in the back of Jersey City.
Benefits and everything. Yep, and they bringing you in as a career employee. So you, it's no probation. You coming in as a straight career employee.
Like you locked in for good as long as you don't do nothing crazy.
Yeah, right. 401k and everything. Yep.
Wait, how much? What they start at over there at the U.S. Postal Service?
Well, depending on the position, like clerks, they starting off at like 19. Mm. Mail handlers is starting off, I think, at like 17, and like carriers, I think they starting them off at 19, almost $20.
Wow, that's good.
So if somebody in your family talking about they can't find a job, and they ain't went to the U.S. Postal Service. But now they drug testing everything over there. You can't smoke weed or nothing.
I mean, you know you can't.
All right. There's ways around it. Thanks, Janice. Facts. Just don't use Janice's name if you get busted. You know what I'm saying? We don't need you messing her thing up.
You ain't heard it from here.
You ain't heard it from this show. Jermaine, good morning, man.
Yeah, good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm out here driving the Uber. Don't know.
Shout out to the Uber drivers. Yo, you been polying with the taxi drivers. They was on a hunger strike. You heard about that, Jermaine?
Oh, yeah. I'm picking up all the pieces out here, man.
Word. Yeah, the taxi drivers is like underwater with the medallions. You know, it's hard for me to feel bad for the taxi drivers. Even though I do, because it's like some older folks and you know, people who just really put their whole life on those medallions. But y'all was acting funny with me, man. Taxi drivers act super funny with me forever, man.
You mean the yellow cabs?
Yeah. That's what I meant. Yellow cab.
Yeah,
that's a taxi crazy driver, right? Like the other one's an Uber driver. Who you think I'm talking about?
Well, some people also call the taxis the, you know, the black cars, and they're all different.
Nah, them is black cars.
Yellow is different.
Yeah, no, it's different, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't try to turn this in. Y'all know y'all was acting funny not picking up black dudes, man. Acting funny. And now y'all want me to feel bad. It's tough. I want to feel bad. I really do, but I have unresolved anger towards yellow cabs. I ain't gonna lie. Super unresolved. Y'all was tripping. And even when you did pick me up, you was mad rude. Mad rude. But, well, you know, I don't want you to lose everything, but damn it, get it together. All right, Janice, who you want to represent you? Me or Laura Stiles? We playing for the, what's it called? The Omarion? Yeah. The Millennium Tour. Omarion and them. Bow Wow.
Girls power, you know, girls rule the world, so I'm going to choose Laura.
All right. There you go. Okay, mama.
There you go.
We're trying to get you tickets to this Millennium Tour.
Here we go, Jermaine. Me and you, God. 6 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the questions.
That's right.
Let's play Laura Never Lose It.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Who did Chris Brown proclaim?
Ebro. Chris Brown proclaimed he stands with Kyrie.
That is a fact.
I stand with Kyrie. Fact.
Don't make a mockery. What island off the coast of Africa is
Ebro?
Ebro.
Madagascar.
Is the fourth largest island in the world.
Wow, okay.
That is correct. Employees at what company walked...
Ebro.
Laura.
Netflix.
They walked out for Dave Chappelle.
They stand with Kyrie.
They stand with not Dave Chappelle. which fast food restaurant has started?
Ebro. Which fast food restaurant has started?
Three.
Well, McDonald's is rolling out the plant two joints.
One.
McDonald's.
McDonald's is correct. The Treat Ye Self campaign. With Kanye West.
No,
I was just giving the answer for that.
I was
the tail of a comet always points Ebro away.
What?
Ebro.
The tail of a comet always points away from the sun.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yo, man, I had no idea, but I was like, what else would it point away from?
I know. That's the only thing you can say.
Right.
Yo, Jermaine, you saw that, my dude?
Seen it, man.
Yo, man, for the Uber drivers, man. Give me a good rating.
Sorry, Janice.
Yo, you got to give me a good rating, my G.
I got you, bro.
Yo, my rating, y'all ain't been in an Uber in a couple of, in a little while, man. My rating is still like 4.7. It's nice. Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's better than Laura's. Laura's be like 3.9 because she's rude.
No way. 5.0.
Nah, you ain't got no 5.0.
I do.
Get out of
here. I'm a great customer.
I'm a girl. Yo.
My rating like 4.9. Yo, Ebro yelled at somebody.
I did. I'm spazzed on people.
He's mad annoying.
Nah, I don't even talk. Y'all tripping. I don't even talk. I say what up. But if you start tripping or you acting funny, I'm saying something, B. It's what it is.
Gosh.
See, yo, Janice, we love you. Shout out to the Postal Service workers. Go get that J-O-B at the Postal Service, everybody. They hiring.
You love Janice.
Word.
Thank you. I love you guys, too.
Love you, too. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles with it.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Raekwon finally has his own ice cream. This is just a fun story, and I'll give you details coming up next.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yeah. Yo, good morning. We starting off the week together. We love y'all, man. Thank you for listening. Yo, did y'all know that I got nominated as part of Ebony Magazine's top journalists?
How would we know this?
I mean, maybe you had heard. I didn't post about it. I probably should have, right? Let me post.
You should just excellence magazine.
Excellence in journalism.
Wow.
Yo, I didn't even tell them I wasn't a journalist. I don't know where they got that from.
I mean, they should.
But I was rocking with it. My picture's up there with like Don Lemon.
Wow.
No.
Yes, swear to God. I'm Liddy.
That's amazing.
I'm Liddy. Well, shout out to Liddy. Ebony Magazine.
Yo, shout out to Ebony Magazine, man. They had a luncheon over the weekend. It was like it was the Power 100. The Ebony Power 100.
Hey. Black.
Yeah, man. Shout to, let's see, who else is on there? Oh, there's my photo right there.
What are you looking at, Ebro? Take us through it. You're just.
I'm on Ebony Magazine's IG. Okay. I'm up there with like some real smart people, man. Yo, people think I'm smart, man. That's dope.
Oh, Lord.
Let me look right
Yo,
now.
Shout out to Erica Ford.
Hey.
And Hannah Nicole Jones, the 1619 Project. I'm in good company.
Apparently.
Even
so.
Raphael Warnock, the senator's up there in the Ebony Power 100. Game Changers. Shaquille O'Neal. Who else? I mean, it's just Stephen A. Smith. It's a good time, man. Breakthrough creators, journalists. Hell yeah. I mean, I'm in the excellence in journalism group. Very nice.
It's a pretty good group.
Yeah, man.
Tamron Hall.
Black. Oh, she's up there too. Yo, shout to Tamron Hall.
W. Kamau Bell.
Excellence in journalism. Liddy, I'm up there, baby. Ebony Power 100. They had a lunch over the weekend. Sorry I couldn't make it. Let's get into Flashing Lights with Laura Styles. Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
This was cute, but a little part of me is disappointed. I'll tell you why. So Raekwon finally has his own ice cream. We've always said, man, this should have been a goal a long time ago. So Andrew Barber of Fake Short Drive posted a tweet a couple days ago. It's like, after 25 years, Raekwon finally has his own ice cream. And the packaging is like, you know, the OG t-shirts that the girls wore in the video, the French vanilla, butter pecan, chocolate deluxe. But the packaging, it's like, it's all three flavors in one. And it's vegan.
Wow.
There you go.
It's a vegan French vanilla and butter pecan ice cream in a chocolate deluxe shell with caramel sundae touch. So, I mean, look, Raekwon retweeted it. So we were like, okay, maybe it is official. He hasn't, you know, he didn't post about it exclusively. But when I kept, like, looking into this, like, it was for a private event. So there's no real way to purchase it.
Oh, so man. Basically, you got us hyped for nothing.
Yeah. But Ray, do it.
Wait. See, this is not going to lead, Laura, to you getting a certification for excellence in journalism like Ebro. There's no story here. This is just a tweet.
I know, but I'm hoping.
I might get yanked from the Ebony Power 100 because I'm standing next to this. This is a non-story.
It says there's no word, you know, when it's going to be available for purchase. But fans.
It's a nothing burger, is what you're telling me.
I mean, it does exist. I'm looking at pictures of it. It looks delicious.
Well, anyway, I had a pint of the Kaepernick last night. Always amazing. Get that Colin Kaepernick. All proceeds go to the Know Your Rights camp. You know what I'm saying? From Ben and Jerry's. You can get that right near.
That is fire. I tried it the other day. I'm like, woo, this is amazing.
Kind of cracking, fam. Dang. And it's vegan.
Delish. So, cranking. Yeah. And by the way, guys, you know Raekwon has a book out.
That I know.
Yeah, we got to support him. I told him to come up to the show, and he said he will. So I'll keep you posted on it.
What's the book called?
I think it's an autobiography.
From Staircase to Stage.
Let's go.
Staircase to Stage, Raekwon.
In other news, guys, this has got us pretty upset. Mike Tyson and Logan Paul to fight in 2022. So annoying.
Is this real?
I'm reading. The speculation reports are saying that the deal is reportedly done, and they would fight each other on February of 2022. Neither fighter has actually confirmed the news, although an announcement is expected to come sooner than later. This is so annoying. Why, Rosenberg? Why?
The money, son.
Does he need the money?
Who?
Mike Tyson.
I mean, I think a nice few million is always nice, Laura.
But to taint your legacy like this?
Is he really tainting his legacy?
Yes.
What scares me is
and Mike is old, guys. Like,
he'd probably lose.
Yeah, like, what are we talking about?
I don't worry about that.
Yeah, it's a lose all around because if he wins, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, no, it doesn't mean anything. And by the way, it just doesn't mean anything. It's just entertainment. It's for nothing.
Well,
it's nothing
like
but
it.
A money grab.
True.
But
there's no one in their right mind that's going to go, yo, Logan Paul beat Mike Tyson.
And what if it happens?
No. Meaning like the actual Mike Tyson, who was a professional boxer. He's beating the personality, the podcaster, the, you know what I mean, the retired Tyson.
In the same sentence as Mike Tyson.
Thank you, Shawnee.
No, you're right. What you're saying is right, but I'm trying to make myself feel better. Just play along, okay?
By the way,
I don't want to play along, Ebro. I'm tight.
The original source that I see from this came from an outlet called Drama Alert, just so everyone knows.
Rosenberg, I hope. Because you know what? I've seen this before, and we didn't think it was going to happen with Floyd. We didn't think it, you know, and next thing you know, look.
Right.
So we don't know.
Now, I will tell you this. Logan Paul get caught with one of them body blows, a real one, he going to doo-doo on himself.
Maybe.
Hopefully. Fam, Mike Tyson still hits hard, B. And violently. I don't think he would do it. I don't think he would hurt him, but because Mike's such a nice guy. He's a great guy.
But Mike didn't knock down Roy Jones. I mean, listen, Roy Jones is he's old.
But Roy Jones knew how to stay out of the way, and I don't think Mike Tyson was even really trying to knock him down.
True. I hope.
We'll see. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:05.
Yo, man, we got to talk about the flashing lights report,
high
man.
Of 72.
I am now nominated, or at least acknowledged, in excellence in journalism. Both these stories. Come on, Laura. You can't be having my journalism looking bad out here, son.
Look, these are stories that people are talking about, so we're talking about it too. Yes.
No, Ebro. they're not. They're unfounded. They're not backed up. We got to do better vetting. But we need a better vetting.
The first one was literally just a tweet with a picture in it.
It was real ice cream.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Someone is actually eating it in a photo, and they have pictures of ice cream. You just can't buy it.
Yo, someone ate a picture. There's a picture of someone eating ice cream. Is news for the flashing lights report.
The packaging is real.
You see why my excellence in journalism is in jeopardy?
It's in question. Oh, it's definitely in question.
It's in jeopardy now.
WQHT-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Number one
for hip hop.
Hot 97.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's play Ride or Die. We got Brian on the phone. He's commuting right now. Brian, what's up, B?
What up, E?
Yo, so listen, you gonna put your wife on three way. Let's not say we're gonna three way your wife. That sounds crazy.
Time out.
All right, so yo, Brian, get your wife on the phone. What you gonna tell her?
All right, I'm going to tell her the cops just pulled me over, but I left the car and ran. I'm hiding in the parking lot. She got to come get me.
I love it. Call up. Let's ride. Let's see what's up. Let's see if she's about that light.
All right. Yeah.
I need you to come get me right now. I know I got to take the kids. Just come get me. Yeah. The cops just pulled me over. I just left the car, and I'm in the parking lot of Macy's.
Yeah?
At Macy's on 17. Are you going to come get me?
How am I supposed to come get you with the kids?
I'll put the costumes in the red car. Just come get me.
Brian, are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
It's going to be a while because I got to get them up.
Are you coming to get me? Come get me now.
Nah. Man. Brian.
Come on.
Brian, we gave you extra time. Your girl, Allison, or your wife, Allison, excuse me, is not ride or die. Allison, you're on Hot 97.
Come on.
Allison.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I was in bed with the kids.
He's running from the police. He's hiding in the Macy's parking lot, and you're telling him it's going to be too long before you go pick him up?
Yes, it's going to be a while.
God damn. Cold.
Okay.
That's not ride or die at all, man.
That is not what ride or die is.
Not even close.
That's what happens when you marry a white chick.
Oh.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Hated that record. Oh, hello.
Oh, yeah.
Did I say that on the air? Hit me with the button, not knowing the mics is on. I wasn't hating on that record. I was talking
you
about.
You played yourself.
Damn.
So all that big Willie talk, hop me up.
Damn it, man.
Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
You get caught out there.
I don't play.
Yo, congratulations. You played yourself. If, like me, you left the Meek Mill at the Garden early. Hit me with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But the Broadcast One was in there.
Yeah.
Guys, how was it, man? Why didn't you tell us that you were going to do this?
I didn't listen because they hit me up Saturday morning like, hey, you want to do this? And I was like, yeah.
So, hell yeah.
So I went and I did it. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
talk cool. about how it was rocking in there, how Meek Mill had the whole garden leaning.
Listen, man, it was sold out show. Shout out to Meek. Shout out to the Dream Chasers. Everybody that was there. I saw Rowdy in the back. I saw Bobby Shmurda. Lil Baby was there. Listen, man, Lil Durk was there. The garden was rocking from early. I was like, yo, this is going to be a situation. But shout out to Meek Mill. Shout out to the whole squad, man. They put on a great show.
Wow, they sold out the garden. That's very impressive.
That's yeah. so dope.
Yeah.
And by the way, where Meek Mill's at in his career, you know, as he transitions from this artist that, you know, you might have been able to catch at a club to a real touring artist and becoming a veteran, an OG in the game, this is a phenomenal transition moment for him with this album, the rollout, the artistic look on the album, and selling out the garden. Now, where is this at on the tour for Meek Mill? Was this to kick off the tour?
Yeah, this was stop number one. This was stop number one. So you know, first stop number one, Madison Square Garden. You sell it out. That's a good note right there. Kick it
absolutely.
Off.
Absolutely,
absolutely. We gotta have Meek Mill Appreciation Day today.
I
man.
Know. My girl Chloe Flower was on that piano. You saw that? You saw that cast one?
Oh yeah. I didn't see that part because I was backstage, but I heard it and I saw the piano in the back and I was like, why is there a giant white piano here?
Yo, her and Meek
playing piano.
Her and Meek were rocking. He gifted her a grand piano also. It was just dope. It was dope.
He's a great guy.
That's hard. Laura, what's on your list, kid?
I was trying to figure out how I could read this, but I can't read this because it's so foul. We've all heard about, you know, the back and forth with Boosie and Lil Nas X.
Nah, man.
Blah, blah, blah. But this
you said Lil Boosie? Hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I guess Lil Nas X, you know, because he never really directly replies, but he hinted that he had a song with Boosie coming out. Boosie came back and says on social media, stop trolling me using the F word. I can't even read this because it's so bad.
Called him an F-bomb and told him to kill himself.
Pretty much. It's so bad.
Yo, hit Boosie with the congrats.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Lil Nas X loves trolling because when he was up here, we straight up asked him, would you ever work with Lil Boosie? He was like, no. He was like, we make different music.
Yeah.
Plus he probably, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's like not even creatively. It doesn't even make sense. So he was clearly trolling. Because I don't even think he has any intention of even wanting to work with Boosie at all. At least he didn't when he was here. And so now you have a situation like this. I don't even think Lil Nas X needs this type of attention.
He really doesn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he doesn't. It's just, that tweet was so vile. Ugh.
You think it bothers Boosie that in addition to everything else, Lil Nas X is actually a better artist than him as well?
Damn.
I
don't even know if Lil Boosie thinks about it like that because he's popping where he's at. And I think he said that in a tweet, like, yo, it's mad neighborhoods all over the world. I always get love in the hood, like, whatever, whatever. I don't, you know what I'm saying? The kill yourself thing was far. I think, look, Lil Boosie got fans. Lil Boosie and where Lil Boosie's at, he is beloved.
Well, people like to be around people that make them feel beloved. Sometimes it gives them a false sense of where they're really at, though.
Well, it's called the echo chamber.
Yeah, he has now lost me completely. I don't ever want him to come up here. I don't want us to ever talk about him, really. You're now telling the idea that you would tell a young openly gay artist to kill themselves in the climate we live in right now. I don't know. Don't you guys think that's just the end? Like, what else is there to say after that?
Yeah.
Too far. You're gone too far.
Yeah. I think we all agree with you on that one.
It's a wrap, yo.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what's on your list?
I'm just reading this right now, you know, and I don't want to pull a Laura Stiles, Ebro, and it turns out I'm just talking about a picture that doesn't exist.
It exists. But,
yo, you guys are really trying to ruin my excellence in journalism acknowledgement from Ebony 100. But my association with you ne'er-do-wells who just cannot tell an actual story.
Tell me this headline isn't enough for the button in and of itself. Kodak Black explains video of himself touching his mother's butt.
Oh, God.
Hit the button, please.
Yo, man.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
My moniker is excellence in journalism. Journalism is about new things that actually happen.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
Things that are useful information.
Did you guys watch the video?
Oh, yeah, sure. I watched it.
I saw it.
Here's the explanation. Let's get into it. This is big stuff here. If you haven't seen it, there's a video. It looks like it's a little party, and his mom's dressed up, and Kodak's dancing with her, and he jokingly grabs her butt, and then he jokingly tries to kiss her on the mouth.
Right.
Here's what he says. When I see my mama, homie, I adore her, homie, he said on Instagram Live. I kiss her feet, homie. When you talking about, boy, some of you N-words don't even holler at your mama. Some of you N-words don't even call your mama. Homie, some of you N-words don't even spend time with your mama. She ain't tripping. I don't give a bleep what you talking about. I grab my mama because I treat my mama like my lady. That's my queen.
Excellence in journalism.
Congratulations.
You guys are really making it hard for me.
Story has to be reported.
Listen, there are people that you just won't be able to intellectually align with. And that's okay. Right? Like, the fact that, like, Rosenberg was like, Lil Boosie, I'm done. When were you started? You know what I'm saying? Like, when were you a Boosie fan? Where was that?
I mean, I think we had him up on the show at some point.
We have, and he was a nice guy, and I've seen him in interviews. And I mean, he talks crazier on social media than he does actually in person. He's actually kind of a respectful dude. He just says crazy stuff that's unnecessary. But people were never on Boosie like that unless you're a fan of his music and you supported him before. And here with Kodak Black, Kodak Black's has some radio records. But did you think Kodak Black was not going to do something crazy or say something crazy? Like, what part of the game is that?
Hey, bro, it was just weird, you know? Yeah.
It's definitely super weird, but I don't know. This whole outrage, it just feels like one big...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
I stand with Kyrie.
About
don't
what?
Do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, he's mocking it. That
he's
is what
mocking
you do.
It. Yeah, he's mocking it.
Oh, I'm not. Yes, yo, I do stand with Kyrie. Are. Why y'all doing this?
See, and you did that on purpose.
But about
you
what?
Did that
I'm
earlier.
Asking you.
You know.
No, about his right to choose. Ain't that what it's about?
Is it? But,
that's what this is about. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, his right to choose. Now, I don't know why you would take that out on... I do not understand why you'd be mad at the Barclays Center for running their business and being like, yo, I stand with Kyrie. But, they was trying to run down on the Barclays like it was January 6th.
Yeah, there was some people who rushed.
Yo, the Barclay had better security than the Capitol building.
Facts. Okay,
up to everybody who been holding the line and standing out there in general for the same movement that Kyrie is now on too.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari,
41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Step Swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
In fairness,
I stand with Kyrie.
Don't do that.
In fairness to the Cavs,
you don't, baby.
I do stand with Kyrie. Why are y'all telling me I don't stand with Kyrie? I don't understand.
Really stand with Kyrie.
No, I want him to be able to choose.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know why that's controversial. Why is that controversial? I'm being serious. Like, I don't understand why that's controversial.
Well, your notion before was like, well, you could always leave.
Yeah, you have the right to choose. Why is that controversial? Yeah,
so whether you want to stay or go.
Sean, you guys should change your slogan to a fair choice rather than to choose. Because you don't have a right to choose. I mean, you just don't like the choices.
That's true, Cass.
It should be the right to fair choice. Like, I stand with Kyrie. Like, if you don't want to get vaccinated, I am in support of that. Like, I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you not going to be able to get the job that requires you to be vaccinated. That's all.
And that shouldn't be a thing.
That's not how the world works, fam. It's never worked like that.
It's just perspective.
It's never worked like that. But that's a whole different combo. I said what I meant, which is I stand with Kyrie.
Right, in a mocking way. No, you don't.
Were you out there a lot yesterday, bro?
Out where?
At the Barclays Center, standing with Kyrie.
No, you're wilding.
Okay.
I wasn't out there with it. Those people ain't vaccinated, son. I'm not out there with those people. I'm vaccinated.
There's some vaccinated people out there who believe in the principle.
Oh, they do?
That's standing too.
That's dope, man. Well, anyway, I stand with Kyrie.
Yo, big up to everybody who's standing for real and holding the line.
Yo, man, why y'all disrespecting me, man?
Yo, Ebro,
I salute you and your disciplines.
Yo, y'all don't want me down with y'all, man. Just say you don't want me down with y'all.
You can be down, but it got to be genuine. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, man, I can't join, man. Yo,
how come y'all weren't down there, Shawnee?
Yo, man, y'all out there with racists and MAGA maniacs, and y'all questioning me? Yo,
and the police department, they jumping in too.
Yo, y'all out there with the same cops y'all was protesting last time. Now you got Black Lives Matter, MAGA, the police, everybody all. I stand with Kyrie, and I can't join.
You can.
And I'm the one that can't rock with y'all.
No, you can. You can.
Nah, man.
But you gotta be genuine with Kyrie, man.
I still stand with Kyrie.
I cannot with y'all. I cannot.
Yo, Laura, you don't stand with Kyrie?
I cannot. Honestly, at this point, I don't even care. I don't care.
Laura's in 2U fam mode right now.
Yes.
That's where it's at.
Yo, man, Shawnee, I can't believe you, man.
Yo, listen, man. Salute to everybody that's outside. Man.
Yo, I thought you was inclusive. Man.
I am. But you got to be true.
Yo, why am I not true?
You're not true, Ebro.
Get out of here, man.
Yeah, you are.
You ain't down. Salute to everybody that's holding the line for real.
Shawnee, why weren't you out there?
Stand firm.
You're over here being like, salute. Why weren't you out there?
No, I couldn't. Yesterday, I couldn't. But you know what I'm saying? Everybody know what it is. You know what side I'm on.
I stand with Kyrie.
You know what side I'm on. I'm up here holding it for you.
Oh, my God. This is
Hold the line.
Wait, Ebro, you're now going into full mock mode of this whole thing. Hold the line.
I hate you guys, man. I can't support anything. You guys are really ruining my excellence in journalism.
Exactly. Bad journalism.
Tag today, man. I can't have nothing. I hate you bastards.
Salute y'all.
Okay, I can't even support Kyrie. I can't have excellence in journalism. I can't have nothing.
You are not
97
alone.
Minutes commercial free.
I'll stand with Cash Kyrie one. If we can stand in an all vaccinated section together. Vaccinate.
Yo, man, stop, man.
Sorry.
Messing my stuff up. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Yo, look, we lost Laura again. Oh man, what'd she eat this weekend?
No, that was not fair. She didn't know we were about to go up.
Laura, I will tell you though, when Laura goes away from the program, she may never make it back. Things get real fast.
Yo, Ebro, I have become you now in my old age, into my 40s, though, where, like, I eat so healthy during the week, and my body reacts accordingly. It's doing what it's supposed to do. Everything's moving.
Right. Things is working.
Weekend comes, and I'm like, all right, nice. Here we go. I worked all week for the weekend. Let me get this delicious Indian food on Friday night.
Oh, man.
Some of that tikka masala sauce. You know, that's all cream-based deliciousness.
Burnt a hole in your drawers.
It's not even that. I just like stop going to the bathroom. I just like my whole body just stops the function it's supposed to have.
No,
it's sad, man. I used to be moving out here.
Nah, it's over, La. Wrap it up.
Moving out.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is moving. I stopped moving during the weekend. Yeah. That's the problem.
Well, because it's too much cream. That cream, y'all chill on the creaminess.
Ebro, you've had chicken tikka masala. You can't chill.
You can't chill.
And the bread too. You was eating that.
Yo,
naan.
The naan.
Yeah, I know you was.
Oh, the naan is slapping, bro. The naan will stop
you
up.
When you take the naan and you dip it in the tikka masala.
You don't know naan.
You ain't know naan. You don't know naan is the worst and best bit I've ever heard of right now. If someone did You Don't Know Naan as a commercial for an Indian restaurant, that would be...
You don't know naan.
Oh, God. Limited audience.
Shout out to our listeners from India, man. Our peoples out here.
Yo, picture Trick Daddy doing a commercial for an Indian restaurant. So you know good. What?
You don't know none. Dip the bread.
It's fire.
Yo, it'll run through y'all,
so
right?
Good.
You don't know none.
I mean, none is so good.
Yo. Yo, 800-223-9797. Call right now.
DJ John is here.
It's DJ John.
Johnny. It's DJ John. The DJ John.
Yo, John, talk about those Knicks, baby.
Yeah, we lost last night, bro.
I know. But still, y'all beat Orlando by 30, though.
And then lost Orlando. Yeah. But still, it's a great start.
Yeah, it's a great start. I'm happy with it. Everyone's looking good. It's early. It's three games in.
Alicia has the Nets ain't even won a game.
No, they won the game, did they?
I think they won one.
Yeah, they did. They won Friday.
They won Friday. Yeah.
They beat Philly.
Speaking about the Knicks, man, you see Melo last night?
No.
Yo, Lake Show, baby.
Let's go. Melo with 28 last night, raining threes. Make sure we secure that W.
Woo.
You know what I'm saying? That's the guy y'all ain't want, right, John? That's the guy y'all ain't want?
Well, no, he left. Nothing happened. He left.
Just check it. All right, cool.
Yo, New York loves Melo, though.
We do.
Forever.
We lost Melo. We lost Cass. Who else we lost? We lost a bunch of people. So it's all right. Bye. Bye.
I don't know why John sounds like he's broadcasting from under a blanket, but we'll take it. Call right now, 800-223-9797. John, if somebody calls right now and is smarter than you, what can they win?
A 3-day pass to Rolling Loud, baby.
Baby.
Body Rich, little baby, and many more. Plus, you qualify for a grand prize for an exclusive meet and greet and dinner with Roddy Rich. Man, hop behind.
Yo, it's Rolling Loud's this weekend coming up, right?
This coming weekend. Yes, sir.
Yo, man, I'm a parent, man. I can't just be at Rolling Loud on Halloween weekend, man. You know how many little birthday parties and Halloween little dress-ups and things is going on, man?
Priorities.
Parties.
You can't.
Parties?
Yo, when you a parent, man, Damn.
I understand.
Damn. You going to Rolling Loud, Rosenberg? You pulling up?
No. I don't think so. The festival, the wandering festival thing for me, it's a great time when you're young. I feel like it's passed me by. But Ebro, I would like you to come out. I'm doing a show the night before Thanksgiving, Real Late Live. You come to that because you're off the next day.
Woo!
Where's that?
I'm off of Jace.
you will have Easter the next day for a full day. Gramercy Theater, Laura, the day before Thanksgiving with Styles P, Mayhem Loren, Crime Apple, Flea Lord, Vel the Wonder.
Yo, man.
Save it up for that.
Y'all know I chef up. I chef up in the kitchen, so the family makes me, participate in cooking.
Oh, yeah. Ebro's got to make his tofurkey.
What are you talking about? I go to Popeye's, kid. I get that real turkey.
That's right. By the way, I promise you guys, not making the mistake this year. I'm ordering the fried turkey early from Popeyes. I'm not making this mistake. I'm not.
The only thing I'm going to tell you with the fried turkey from Popeyes, get your basting game.
Okay.
That's how you bring it home.
Basting.
When you gotta take, baste. When make sure you're basting. You have to baste your turkey on the outside. You got to take the luscious goodness from down in the tray and baste. Tell him, babe, my turkey game, babe.
Oh, God.
She didn't even taste it. She doesn't eat meat.
I know.
Yeah. She saw it. She saw my turkey's fire.
I'm not gonna lie though. Last year we just ended up getting, because it was just me and my girlfriend. We ended up just getting the turkey breast and putting it in the oven. Man, I will tell you, that is so much easier and very delicious.
Man, I don't know how we jumped all. We just skipped Halloween, by the way. We jumped all the way to Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. We're like no, Walmart when you.
It's 1 month from today, Thanksgiving.
There it is. All right, here we go. Who we got online, Shani?
We got Liaza.
Liaison.
Liaza.
Oh.
Liaza.
I was like, okay, liaison. be the liaison between you and this prize. Here we go, Liaza. Answer this question super fast. You can get up at the Rolling Loud, listen to Laura Styles, ignore DJ John, no matter what he says.
All right, here we go. Here's your question. Can you tell us where was Mike Tyson born?
Brooklyn, New York?
Boom.
Brooklyn. Oh,
wow, out of way.
You're correct. All right, DJ John. Can you tell us which university gave Mike Tyson a doctorate in 1989?
UNLV. Oh, good guess.
Correct answer is Central State University.
That is Dr. Mike Tyson.
Wow.
Damn it.
Where's that at?
Central?
Yeah.
Just tells you exactly where it is. It's the name of the school.
Yeah.
Central, but what? Central where?
Anyways, DJ John, you lose. That's the point.
Oh.
Liaza. Liaza.
Yay.
3 day pass to Rolling Loud. You in the building. It's a great lineup. Who's on there, John? J. Cole. Shout out to my man Boz in the Dreamville kid.
Yeah, sure.
Little baby. Little baby Roddy Rich, of course.
Okay. That's a situation outside. Rolling Loud going on over there at what park is that again?
That's the City Field parking lot.
City Field parking lot. Yeah, it's going down. Hang on, Liaza. We need some info. On the way next, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Drake celebrated his 35th birthday with a special theme. I'll give you details on it coming up next.
Yo, Casto, Meek Mill appreciation, fam. Your boy had that garden leaning. We got to celebrate the guy.
It was on tilt?
That's a big deal. It was on tilt, as they say.
All right, let's see what
Casto. It was leaning.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for?
That's facts.
The whole place was singing this. If you miss Meek Mill on tour, you miss something special for sure. Great situation at the Garden.
Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I bought the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was raining. Flexing on these.
Are we on the air?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Go, flashing lights.
Oh, we're on the air. Let's go.
Wow.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash.
I love when that happens.
I know you're ready for the flashing light.
Because you know, that's real excellence in journalism. When you don't even know if you're on the air or not.
That's how good you are. You don't need to know.
Welcome to our show. All right, so Drake celebrated his 35th birthday with a Cocaine Cowboys theme party. It's more like a Halloween-ish party, but he was dressed as a cowboy. But, you know, all the friends came out.
Dressed as a cowboy?
Yes.
Wait, the Cocaine Cowboys, they weren't dressed as cowboys. They were trafficking drugs.
Well, he was dressed as a cowboy.
So that's not the Cocaine Cowboys. That's just a cowboy.
That sounds like
I'm confused.
Listen, I'm confused too, because I was like, if it's a theme, everybody was supposed to dress like it, but people are dressed with whatever they want. So Future was there, Offset, Jack Harlow, you know. It looked like a lit party.
It looked like a great time. Now, no invite. Rosenberg was trying to mend his relationship with Drake.
I saw that.
Caping on the gram, he posted a photo with them. It was like my faux nemesis, great guy.
Listen, I got to try to mend the fence, you know.
Rosenberg,
I got
to try to dig in for the old photos. I was like, wow, you really dug up for that one.
What did you say? Read your caption in your tone.
That's what Sipes comment said. Laura, he said, "Wow, these photos are pretty old." I said, "Happy birthday to my occasional friend and sometimes pretend nemesis at Champagne Poppy."
Oh God!
I hold him to a very high standard and bust his balls, but make no mistake, he's an all-time great.
He's a great guy.
Did he say anything?
He's a great. No, he doesn't follow me.
Wait, how long did it take you to dig up that photo?
I was hard. I had to do some work. I was searching on Getty Images. I needed to go on Google searches to find these.
Oh, my God. Go to Rosenberg Radio to go see his not-so-recent
I had to open up my MySpace and Friendster accounts to find these pictures. It took some time.
The Drake dedication.
Oh, my God. The Drake dedication.
But he's a great guy. I just wanted to wish him. 35 is a big one. And he is. And he is really culturally, he is such a big player, man. Part is serious.
No, it's serious business. One of my favorite things that I've been watching over the last several years is watching people who were like the crown holders, the candle bearer of the youth movement get old. That's my favorite thing. Because they were like, y'all so old, you're so old, this is so old. And now they're like 35. People calling them OGs and they complaining about the young generation. My favorite thing. It's my favorite.
Yeah. They're getting grown up now, man. They're pushing 40, all of them.
Happy birthday, Drizzy. At your flesh and light show, the time is 8:02, high of 72 degrees, rain tonight. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, listen, fams. So the whole flashing lights was just about Drake's birthday?
Yes.
So you're starting to really question the flashing lights' legitimacy as a journalistic form.
Yo, you guys are tarnishing my moniker.
Ebony Magazine sees Ebro as a great journalist. And Laura,
excellence
you have been
in
botching.
Journalism.
Yes. Do you think they checked out the Ebro Times every day to see what's
happening? That's probably the main thing they know.
Yeah. At Old Man Ebro, you know, they see that real journalism taking place. And then my main job, I come here and stand next to Rosenberg and Laura Stiles. It's a mess out here, man.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. Excellence in Journalism's phone is going off while he's on the air.
Oh, wait, yo. Oops.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 90s.
Yo, fam, we was talking about the Alec Baldwin story from over the weekend where Alec Baldwin, if you did not hear, was practicing on a set of his movie, pulling out a gun. It was supposed to have blanks in the gun.
Yeah.
The gunshot went through the photography director, killed her, and hit the director.
Right. Well, he shot the gun, not just the gunshot.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't say he shot the gun. I haven't read, like, did the gun go off by accident? Did he pull the trigger? I didn't read that. But I also, you know, everybody's saying it. Clearly, this was not a blank.
Well, according to the Los Angeles Times, they're saying that he was practicing removing a revolver from his holster, aiming it towards the camera during the rehearsal of the movie Rust. And then it says, you know, then they heard a loud pop. But Ibra, I think he was like, you know, practicing like shooting at the camera, you know what I mean, for the shot, because it was supposed to be I don't know these terms, like a cold gun, meaning it didn't have any live rounds.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But instead, the gun discharged. But you have to pull the trigger for it to discharge.
Yeah, the way they're reading the story is that he pulled the trigger and he thought it was blanks.
So yeah.
He, of course, he didn't think anything of it, but somebody actually, two people got hurt, one person, you know, died.
Helena Hutchins was the woman who was killed. And then, the director, I believe, was hit in the right shoulder. But this is so horrible.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Awful. Imagine that in one moment you're working on a movie, and then in one moment you've now accidentally killed someone that's with you for the rest of your life. In 1 second.
And just details about this whole movie set is wild, because just hours before all of this happened, you know, the crew walked off the set complaining to the production company about housing, payment, just awful working conditions. So there was a lot
going on. Now,
there's
been conversations, you know, where the crew, the editors, the what they call the grips and the people who work behind the scenes on TV and movie have been talking about a walkout. I don't know if it happened. I don't know if they came to terms of their contracts. I don't know. But I was definitely hearing about, you know, poor working environments.
On that specific film, they had a protest like the day before,
right? Mm. So, and I hope that one has nothing to do with the other, because that would, you know, ruin the working rights and the working conversation that a lot of people are trying to have to improve. Mm. You know, because the amount of time and the demand on these crews behind the scenes that are making some of your favorite shows. The working hours and the turnaround times are really burning people out, and they were saying that they need better they need a better contract. So I hope one has nothing to do with the other, but hopefully we hear some news here, because the other thing I was thinking about is now this is a story that is always gonna be around Alec Baldwin, all the work that he's done,
yep,
throughout his career. Now this goes on your. On your Wikipedia page.
You got to live with this.
Yeah, man.
Like you accidentally killed someone.
And probably horrifying. Be dealing with it from a legal standpoint and all that stuff for a long time, man.
That sucks.
Yeah, and imagine that any actor any actor that gets a gun and you got to shoot at your co-star, you'd be like, yo, can we just make sure, like...
Listen, well, I saw a post.
The last thing I want is the Alec Baldwin. You know what I'm
saying? Well, but by the way, I saw a post... this weekend on Bruce Lee's Instagram with right. their family being like, this happened to Bruce's son Brandon 25 years ago, and they started really aggressively at that point, you know, trying to push the movie industry to do a better job with this, because that's how Brandon Lee was killed. And here we are now, we're going to have the same conversation again.
Crazy. Let's go to ESPN's own Rosenberg. Big sports weekend over the weekend. The Jets, I heard, lost by 1,000 points, was it?
That is correct, Ebro. They lost 54-13. 54-13. If you're wondering, the Patriots had a couple missed extra points. No field goals. 8 touchdowns, Ebro. Just 8.
God dang. The Jets 54. Just decided to not play defense.
Evidently. I mean, they let the kid Mac Jones throw for 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. Unfortunately... Zach Wilson got dinged up, had to leave the game, and you know the Jets don't have him. They have Mike White as their backup. So
who?
Mike White as their backup. Now, fortunately for me, I've been crushing it on my pick segment on the K Show this year, and Ebro, thank you.
All right, moving on to the next story. How'd the Giants do?
Thank you to your Raiders for getting me some more points. I was going to actually try to make you happy if you hadn't cut me off.
Nah, come on, man.
Raiders got another win. Yeah, they've won both their games post Gruden.
Okay, all right.
They beat the Eagles by 11.
Now, what about the New York Football Giants, man? What's going on for the Giants fans?
The Giants got a win yesterday. You know, they played Sam Darnold, and the Panthers came to MetLife, and unfortunately for Sam, he played the way he often played at MetLife Stadium, which was terrible, and he actually ended up getting benched. And the Giants rolled 25-3. Daniel Jones was pretty good. Shout out to the Giants. They got their second win yesterday. At least there's that.
Okay, so New York football Giants won a game. The Knicks finally lost, and the Nets finally won, and Carmelo went off for the Lake Show.
I mean, yeah, that's what Cass once said.
He led the Lakers
yeah.
in scoring.
He moved up in the all-time NBA scorers.
Talk to him, Cass.
Oh, he passed Moses Malone.
Yeah,
he passed. Had a 28-point game last night.
Yeah, man.
6'3".
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
There you go, man. But yeah, shout out to the Knicks. They did lose yesterday to Orlando, but they started out 2-0. Pretty good.
Speaking of the Nets. Nets
struggling a bit. Nets are struggling a bit at 1-2.
Well, because they need Kyrie. I stand with Kyrie.
No, you don't.
I stand with Kyrie.
No, you don't.
Why you keep saying this, man?
Because look how you're saying it. And you really don't. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that how they were saying it, though?
Here y'all go. Here y'all go. Salute to everybody that truly stands with Kyrie.
Wait, no, seriously. Stop the music. Stop the music.
Uh-oh.
Why don't I stand with Kyrie, man? I don't understand why you're saying this.
The way that you're saying it is mocking.
I do agree with Shawnee on that.
Standing with Kyrie.
No. I'm not mocking.
Are you?
I stand with Kyrie, man. I just find it funny that every time I've said it this morning, you've said, no, you don't.
Because.
So it makes me laugh.
Because
I'm only doing it now to troll you.
I know.
Because for some reason, it upsets you.
No, well, it started behind the scenes when we first came in, and I said, I know you're going to do this all day. So. I know it is.
Okay.
So every time you say
fault.
It on air now,
it's your fault.
Right? I know you're trying to, you know, you messing with me. So we having fun. I'm letting people know that you don't, and they can.
I do though. But see, that's the problem. But I do though.
Which part of Kyrie do you stand with?
The choice part.
That
I wish people had the opportunity to choose. And I guess and
people
they
do have the opportunity.
Well, my point is, I wish they had the opportunity to choose and keep their jobs. I wish things hadn't got to the point where we got to a mandate. I wish things stayed chill. People got, like right now, over 200 million Americans have been vaccinated. I think the number's at like 219 million have at least one
dose.
Vaccination dose.
170 are fully vaccinated.
Right.
So I wish it hadn't got to this. I truly do. And I truly wish that someone like Kyrie didn't feel like he had to take this stand and not play. Like, I really do wish that. Like, I truly wish that.
Well, that sounds genuine.
But I also acknowledge that we live in a society where when the majority of people are doing something and that's what it is, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
But now, and you have freedoms, and the mm-hmm. freedom is that certain things just won't be available to you if you choose to not follow certain protocols.
Yeah.
So
and that's been
that's just what that is.
And that's been a way that, you know, especially people of color been dealing with different types of oppression and fighting for different rights for as long as we've been here.
That's right.
So, you know, he's dealing with a situation that he feels is an oppressive situation in terms of people who are healthy and been taking care of themselves because the vaccine isn't one size fits all and are losing their occupation because of the choice that they want to have for their body.
That's
well,
right.
Well, again, like for their body.
Right. That's what it is. It's about the right to choose.
This is the crux of the whole argument, because for those people, it's about their body. But for pro-vaccine people, it's generally about other people. And they decided, hey, this is the best move for everyone. I don't even know. Like Ebro, for example, didn't even particularly want it. But he was like, I got to do it for everybody.
I don't think any of us particularly want to go get vaccinated. Nobody was like, oh, I can't wait. You know what I mean? I think all of us were like, we just got to do what we got to do to protect ourselves.
Right.
So all of this to say that I take offense to you saying, Shani, that I don't stand with Kyrie.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're trolling. You're trolling. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not. You're trolling. I'm really not. But that wasn't my intention until I knew that it was bothering you.
See, that's how trolls work.
And then that's how trolling works.
Then it becomes a
troll. Then I was like, oh, well, this bothers him.
It doesn't really bother me. But, you know, for the people who are truly out of work right now and they're, you know, putting themselves out there, he is being...
The Postal Service is hiring. Himself. Oh, you got to be vaccinated, all right, brother.
But, you know, still. And, you know, look. The NYPD, the FDNY, the Department of Sanitation, there's tons of them, almost half of each
Department
company,
of Education,
DOE, that are going to step out and stand for the same purpose of wanting to choose. It's going to be a lot of people outside fighting for this cause, you know, and it's going to get bigger and louder.
And unfortunately, it's gotten so crazy. Like, honestly, I've had this conversation a few times. Where I was hoping everything stayed chill, right? Like when the vaccine first started, I told you this, Shani, where I was like, yo, everybody just chill. Everybody get, those that are gonna get the vax. If you don't wanna get the vax, just chill. Everybody chill. Calm it down, bring it down. Right. Everybody wanna heat it up, get louder. And when something becomes a real lightning rod, that's usually when rules start to become unbendable, right? Like it becomes the mandate next when it becomes a hot topic.
But well, how was that? That had to happen as long as there were differing views on this. It had to
happen.
And
I don't think people were really wilding out during the time that you're saying. I think it was just I don't want to.
No, they
because
weren't.
They didn't want to. But I think that
that politicians jumped in mad early and got it going. To be honest with you, I think that politicians started using it as a campaign slogan and starting to really like poke and prod those people that they knew didn't want to get vaccinated.
Right.
Well, so Ebro,
they started to use those people.
I got a DM this morning from I was looking at my Rosenberg Radio on Instagram. And here's a DM I got. Vaccinated bitch. Hope you and Ebro clot up. Mocking people's decisions on the radio. You guys are ducking clowns. I think he meant the F word.
Yeah. It's a lot of division out here. And it's unfortunate.
Well, all of this to say, I stand with Kyrie.
No, no. That's
not, see, that's I not thought we came, no. Yo, man, I we, thought we came we to an understanding, man.
I'm trying to mend the two sides, man. He's trying to be the
be in the middle.
Cash, no, you hear what I'm doing, right? You hear what I'm doing?
Mocking the people who choose.
I'm not mocking. Say, I'm really not. That's not my intention.
When you explained it, it sounded like there was some integrity in it. Then when you go to hit you with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
No Roger, no rerun, no rent.
Exactly.
No Roger, no rerun, no rent.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
See, now you incorporating a show that I love. You know what I'm saying?
That was a great episode.
That's
what you're doing. But again, salute to everybody who truly, look, jobs is on the line. You know, the DOE and a lot of people who are just pushing.
How about this?
The narrative real quick, you know, is just going to be the people rushing in the door. We don't know if that was just people who actually bought tickets and wanted to get
in. Right, fact. That's why I didn't bring that up.
You know, don't.
Wait, you think it might have been people who bought tickets who bum rushed the door?
It could have been something.
Damn it, Shani. Damn it.
Come on.
I didn't bring that up.
Pete, leave it alone.
I didn't bring that up on purpose, son.
Look, I'm saying we don't know.
Why'd you even bring it up? Why'd you bring it up?
Because the narrative is only one side. But okay.
No, I stand with Kyrie. Don't bring up the people who was acting up at the Barclay trying to bum rush the door.
I'm sure they did make more of it than it was.
Did they think Kyrie was inside? Like, why was you bum rushing the door at the Barclay?
Maybe
like,
keep it on. But anyway, salute to everybody who is going through the struggle right now to stand up for what they believe in.
I stand with Kyrie. The gurus are next.
Thank you.
I can't believe y'all, man. Y'all always hating on me, man.
I stand with y'all.
Stand me with too.
No, he don't.
Yo, see, Shawty, you're so divisive.
That's not me, son.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Yo, me and Rosenberg are having the least popular contest.
You won today. There's no way.
Nah, yeah. You was like, Boosie's over.
I don't know that Boosie ever started.
Wait, did you say Boosie's over? Did you say
yes?
That? No, I didn't say over. I said Lil Nas X has more better music than Boosie.
That's all crazy.
Why?
With Kyrie. I don't know why people would be mad at me for that.
I never listened to a Boosie album.
Because you don't. Stop it.
Why y'all keep saying this?
I don't know. Whatever. I don't care.
I want people to be able to choose. People are choosing. And then, you know, unfortunately, corporations are also choosing.
But, you know, we keep fighting.
Businesses are choosing. People are choosing. There's a lot of choice going on.
I think people would rather have me come out and say, no, I'm not standing with Kyrie, and just be honest, than me go, I stand with Kyrie. Right. And that's, you're being worse.
Yeah.
Me and Shawnee can agree to disagree, right, but you're mocking the whole thing by going, I stand with Kyrie.
Exactly.
No, I'm not. That.
You are.
You're mocking because of what happened over the weekend at Barclays.
What happened?
Of them.
No, I was honest. I didn't even bring none of that up. That's where y'all fraudulent. That's why y'all frauds. I didn't bring up none of that stuff.
So how did
100% brought up choice, and that's what Kyrie's standing for.
So how did we get to you doing I stand with Kyrie?
Because I stand with Kyrie is the chant. Yo,
you're
man.
Mocking it, and you're mocking it.
I'm not.
You are. But man, I'm saying I truly stand with Kyrie, that, and everybody out there on the front line, hold the line.
I think Ebro actually does stand with Kyrie, but he's just saying that because he knows it's getting you riled up every time he says it that way.
I stand with Kyrie. Hey,
what line are you talking about, Shawnee, when you say hold the line?
Right.
The line of choice.
But can you stand for Kyrie and not hold the line at the same time? Is that a thing?
Because you're not holding the line.
Hold what line?
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know
what the line is. I don't even know what the line is, but I thought the line was choice. I thought the line was choice.
But you're not holding that.
About having a choice for your
body.
No,
I chose to get the vax.
Right.
But I'm okay if somebody chooses to not get the vax as long as they get tested.
Right.
Like, well, I don't see why this is complicated.
But you continue to not support the people who have been forced
out of their jobs.
No,
because I'm honest with people, and I'm letting you know that majority of Americans are getting vaccinated, which means that they are not going to wait for you. Your job is going to go away. I'm just being honest. I don't like it, but I'm being honest. And in the real world, when you're an adult, sometimes you get confronted with realities that you don't like, and you have to make a choice.
Facts.
And so so people in our society, in a free society, have a choice to make right now, which is you could get vaccinated and keep your job, or not get vaccinated. And like the Department of Education, I know teachers, they're on the extended leave. They get medical benefits for a year, right? And they can't get a, they, if to keep those medical benefits, I was told that if you want to keep those medical benefits, you just cannot get a job during the hours that you would normally have been in school, which would have been 8 to 3. You could get a job in the evening and do some other thing, but you could still keep those medical benefits. Well, it is the way a teacher explained it to me.
Yeah, I heard some other stuff too. I'm not really sure, so I can't fully say, but they're offering you to keep your benefits if you waive your rights to sue.
That might be a part of it too. Yeah, that might be a part of it. That might be a part of it too.
You know what I'm saying?
So, look, all of that to say, it's not what I wanted. I'm keep reiterating that.
But
y'all just offended because I'm saying I stand with Kyrie because I stand with choice. That's all. I feel like I can have a nuanced take on this.
This isn't nuanced though. Yeah, this is Bizarro playing both sides of the line.
Right.
What do you mean?
Because you don't you think that Kyrie, you support the fact that Kyrie has decided to not play? You think that's
if that's what he wants to do with his life, that's choice.
And you support that. And you think, and you're good, you think that's the choice.
It's not like Kyrie's not going to be able to take care of his family. It's not like he's made a horrible decision that's going to adversely affect
his life,
children, or his life. He's financially okay. It's not about money for him.
Okay. So you we all objectively believe people should have choices. I think the point that Shawnee's making is that it's different to say objectively people should have choices and to be out there fighting with the people who really don't want vaccine mandates. Right. You are not
and
really
truly
opposed.
Holding the line.
You're not truly opposed to vaccine mandates by businesses. You understand it's part of the game.
Well, because that's their choice.
That's their choice. So you're just
that's
for all
their choice.
Right. Well, look,
everybody talk about choices, but corporations and these people ain't got no choice neither to run their business the way they want to run their business.
Well, you know, look,
that is a choice.
It is a choice, of course. But you know, some of it feels oppressive. Some of it.
Well, no, but that's because the power. But that's because people have been dishonest with A, what freedom really is, or B, understanding what freedom really is. When you start getting into choices are getting made right now. We just don't like the choices.
Well, I mean, again, and if you don't like the choices, then people want to speak out. But that's
and I'm fine with that. I'm supportive of that too.
Not really all the time, because with this one, you're hitting people with the button. You know what I'm saying? For speaking out.
Well, only because if you're losing your job and you thought you were going to keep your job,
which is Kyrie, when
they thought you thought you was going to be able to keep your job by taking a stand against the vax, you're not. Your numbers ain't big enough. That's a congratulations, you played yourself.
So then you're giving that to Kyrie, which means do you stand with him or are you hitting him with the button?
I could do both. I support him.
That's
and
the middle. See, that's the
I could do both.
I mean, you can, but it ain't, you know, it's the middle.
It's not popular. I understand it's that. It's not popular. People love to force you to pick sides. People love to force you into one side or the other, but the real world ain't that.
And that was
the real world is nuanced. I have people in my family who aren't vaxxed.
Mm-hmm.
They're healthy individuals. I also, my brother is back in the hospital with COVID right now. Right now. Just over the weekend. Yes. He's taking COVID treatments. He's vaccinated. He's got multiple sclerosis. He has a screwed up immune system. If he gets exposed to it, the vax may not be able to help him. He's only getting help like 60% with the vax. There's a 40% window where a vax ain't going to cover him.
Right.
Because his immune system's trash.
But that 60% is helping him.
Which is why
people his immune system's trash. And then I got to look at the people he's around like, yo, y'all taking care of my brother? Y'all still wearing masks around my brother? Hey, and talking to my brother, you still wearing masks? Is everybody on point? Or no, they weren't. Everybody was lax. So I'm getting phone calls yesterday like, yo, you know, I traveled and we was hanging out. See, because y'all playing games with this COVID. Now my brother's back in the hospital. So I can be on both sides. I stand with Kyrie.
See, but when you say that, it sounds good. But I got you. But so you're saying you're in the middle now.
God.
You're saying you're in the middle now.
I'm saying I've always been supportive of choice. I don't like the choices. I chose. I had to choose. I'm a grown-up, and I'm a realist. The choice is, if I want to be able to do what I need to do out here, I got to get vaccinated. That's the choice.
So you think essentially being a grown-up involves accepting the fact that the choices are limited, taking your choice, and living with it, and that's it.
That's right. And that's what being definition. A grown-up is.
Well, that's your definition. There's different. I think people can still. Cause
well, no,
it
but on
mean
the other
Kyrie
side,
is not being a grown-up.
No, but he is on his choice.
Exactly.
on his choice. I'm not saying that if you choose something different from me, you're not a grown-up.
Right.
I'm saying live with your choice.
Right. And but people are going to fight. People, I mean, in all of it.
For and sure. I, don't and I support that, too. Right, I support
you gotta,
that, too.
Sometimes you got to fight the power.
I don't see why it's so hard, what I'm saying. But I know it's nuanced. I get it. Nuance is tough. You know what I'm saying? But there is gray here is my point. It doesn't, that it's very gray. Look, you got people, you got Black Lives Matter, police, and MAGA all at the same, I stand with Kyrie together, arm in arm.
Yeah, it becomes, you know.
That's gray, that's as gray as it gets.
Hey, man, I'll leave y'all to it.
Let's get to the gurus, man.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself, you're not a guru.
The guru. Laura@gmail.com. I might have to light some sage myself right now.
That's how you like the sage.
Light it up. Zen, zen, zen.
Cleanse the energy.
Rosenberg, lead us love breathing guys. Exercises. Love
you know what I'm going to do to Laura to cleanse the air right now?
Heal the world, Rosenberg.
Right. I'm going to cleanse the air by saying caller number 9. Mm-hmm. 1-800-223-9797. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to Gramercy Theater. Real Late Live, Thanksgiving Eve. The night before Thanksgiving, come hang with the gurus. Come hang with Styles P, Flea Lord, Crime Apple, Mayhem Loren, Vel the Wonder, myself, special guest DJ, special guest artist. It's going to be a great way to kick off Thanksgiving weekend. Caller 9 gets 2 tickets right now.
Boom.
All right?
Nice.
I do, but you will have to be vaccinated, by the way. It's an indoor event. But that's New York City. It's not me. True, don't true, come true. For me.
It's not
don't
your come. Fault.
It's not my fault. That's New York City. All right.
All right.
You guys
fault. It's your fault. Pick a side. You've been promoting this vaccine the whole time. It's your fault.
I'm ignoring guys and I'm powering through so we can all come together for the gurus.
Cleanse.
I've been listening to you guys since I was a kid. Now I'm 27. I'm living in Florida and I still listen to you guys through the iHeart app.
Okay.
You're all great guys. Thank and you. I send positive vibrations your way. Here's my situation. I've been on birth control since I was 12 years old, due to an irregular and heavy period. Mm-hmm. I got off of it for the first time last year, wanted to give my body a break. I got pregnant 1 month off of it. But I don't want to get back on birth control again. I feel like my body still needs to recover from birth 2 months ago. Birth control and all the hormones. So, I suggested to my husband to get a vasectomy after a second baby. But he won't consider it whatsoever. Condoms is out of the question for us.
Why?
How can we come to an agreement or meet in the middle of him not wanting to get a vasectomy and me not wanting to go back on birth control?
Why are condoms out of the question?
Yeah, condoms would be the middle ground.
That is wait, the middle married? Ground.
They're married?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not doing condoms, guys.
Well, if it's a specific reason that, like, I don't want to put hormones in my body and you don't want to get a vasectomy, then what else are you going to do? Because I'm sorry, honey, that pull-out method is not 100.
Not going to be 100,
work
no.
With the rhythm method.
That's not...
I mean, oh, by the way, though, you can do pretty good on that. If you actually get the pretty app good. And track your body, you can do pretty
but
good.
It's still not
yeah, it's
100.
Not
a,
yeah, true.
How many kids they got?
2.
No, they think they want... She's saying that they would have a second.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant they had a second after the
no,
second
I think
baby.
They've only had one and it would be a second.
So wait, why are they having this conversation now if they're going to have another child at some point?
Well, she doesn't want to go on birth control, I guess. And she,
No, but they're okay having another child.
Yeah, but she's forecasting to when they.
I think she's trying to figure out what their plan's going to be long term here.
Right.
Because this
why would you, but
her.
See, but here's my question.
They're not
why
active,
would you? Why would you cross that bridge now, which is a device which is potentially an issue, when you're going to maybe have another child? Why can't this be put off as a conversation until after the next child?
Because what do they do in the immediate if they're not even really trying to have a child right now? Like, they just had one 2 months ago. I doubt she's trying to have one now. You know what I'm saying? She just had one.
All right, that's fair.
So she just had one. She's off the pill. And they're like, well, how do we move forward here? I would say in the meantime, I will tell you guys, you should certainly get the app and try to learn your body's rhythm and not just not have sex in those days.
She could put one of what are those things? What are those diaphragms? Put one of them gates up around your cervix. Them joints work.
I mean, you have to talk to your
That's what it is, right? They put the gate up around the cervix where it's like, yo, ain't nothing getting in and out of here, bro. That diaphragm got it on.
Yeah, you could do a diaphragm.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yeah, talk to your doctor about it, but...
But also, I do want to say, I know men get very paranoid about the vasectomy. It is now reversible, by the way.
Not like really if you
eventually, if you, well, yeah, no, I know people who have done the reversal. If you can make the decision and then you can be like, you know what, I changed my mind. You got to do another procedure.
Can't you also technically now create the embryo and all of that and put it on ice and then you get the vasectomy and then she could still have the baby later because y'all got the, you know, the egg and everything froze. I know it's expensive. I'm talking about people that got real big money. Yeah, I think it costs a lot.
That's expensive and it's a process on the woman's body also.
Yeah.
Got it.
And my guess is...
the egg harvesting, right? You got to like get the eggs.
The hormones. The hormones is real.
A diaphragm, with a diaphragm, it's 88%, they're saying, effective. Solid. Most people use it in combination with a spermicide. So I don't know how you feel about putting a spermicide. It's usually like a little foam you use.
And that kills the soldiers before they get active.
Yes, but I'll tell you what it does,
kills the mood.
It says that a diaphragm has no hormones.
Your boys into a death trap. Damn it.
So you can, I think that's an option. It's better than nothing.
Well, now, I would also assert here that the gurus have general areas of expertise. Contraception, I don't think, is an area of expertise here on this program.
We can tell you our personal, choices and, you know, what we know, but we're not doctors.
We love choice over here. Right.
This is,
I stand with Kyrie.
All right. Well, what Rosenberg brought up, a diaphragm is an option. Talk to your doctor about it because it says it has no hormones. Yeah. So if that's something that really concerns you, boom, try it out.
Also, does your husband, I'll be curious for your husband, though. Does he want to have more kids or is it just the principle of like, I'm a man?
It's probably principle.
I can't tie it up. I might need to.
He's holding the line.
Holding the line. Dude, really feels...
Dude, you really feel
strongly about that.
He said, of course. You know, not everybody wants their, you know...
So wait, we can't even say hold the line no more?
You can say everything.
He is holding the line, though.
No, he's literally holding the line.
He's absolutely holding the line.
They trying to make sure that... He trying to, what's that called? Remember you used to take the hose and do it so that the
put a little bend in it so that the water don't come out. He's holding the line.
And then if they want to undo it, they just undo it.
A lot of dudes are not comfortable with that.
Everyone feels it's so important that they get more kids on the earth. Everyone's like, no.
I don't know.
How could the generation stop?
I honestly would just be afraid of somebody snipping on my berries.
I don't know if it's that he wants kids, right? He just don't want his joint.
I don't
know.
I just the idea of waking up and being like you got stitches on your berries after somebody just went in there with something.
Yo, man, come on.
I'm scared. I'm mostly scared.
Yeah, just take some propofol. You wake up, you're good.
Nah. I mean, it's hard. This one is hard.
Hey, guys, newsflash. Some women are scared to take birth control, too.
Exactly. Exactly.
So y'all
really So y'all just good luck. Have a bunch of kids. I hope it all works out.
Try the diaphragm and speak to your doctor, okay? And see about other choices that you have, okay? Maybe you do a combination of the app, the diaphragm, you know what I mean? And work it out. Good luck. So say the gurus.
There you go, Laura. Tie it up nice.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
I stand with Laura. I knew it was going there, too.
Word. Y'all are getting in the spirit. I see.
I know everywhere Ebro's going to go before he goes there.
On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, I don't know if you guys peeped this Rolling Stone article that's trending right now on the January 6th situation. I'll tell you some of the GOP members of Congress that have been named. We'll discuss coming up. Flashing lights.
Flashing lights time.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
I got tickets real quick for caller number 9, 800-223-9797. A 3-day pass to the sold out Rolling Loud concert with Roddy Ricch, Lil Baby, and many more. Plus, you're going to qualify for the grand prize of an exclusive meet-and-greet dinner with Roddy Ricch. All right? Call number 9. These are for you.
Yo, these festivals and concerts ain't designed for parents, man. Yo, you can't do stuff on Halloween weekend, man.
What do you mean?
Because you got to, when you're a parent, you got to do stuff with your kids on Halloween weekend. Yeah, you can't go to concerts.
Sorry to my 5-year-old. I got to go see Roddy Ricch.
Yeah, like what?
You're going to have to chill.
You know, it's not for you, Ebro. It's not for you. All right.
I know.
Let's focus. So two people who helped plan the January 6th rally in Washington have been sharing their knowledge with the House. January 6th committee. So basically they're trying to say, like, yo, bro, there's people who are helping us. And the organizers are describing the participation in dozens of plannings and briefings ahead of the riot, saying, quote, "I remember Marjorie Taylor Greene specifically." And this person told Rolling Stone, along with, Paul Gozar from Arizona, Lauren Boebert from Colorado, Mo Brooks, Alabama. They're just naming names of people who helped them, quote unquote, or allegedly helped them. Andy Biggs from Arizona, and Madison Kayworth from North Carolina, all GOP members and top staffers who participated in this.
In the days following January 6th, there was reports and photos of individuals that are elected in the House, representatives that were giving tours through areas of the building that were supposed to be closed to the tours. They were showing them ways to move around the building. This was already talked about. Now, this obviously substantiates it a little bit more, but I have a question.
Go ahead.
Who's going to jail, though?
Right.
Right. And remember, I used to say it every day, or at least once a week. If Trump don't go to jail, and the people who supported him don't go to jail, this is the new normal in the political ethos of America, the political landscape. Mm-hmm. All of this activity, if it ain't checked, and some people gonna love it because they want to see it tumble, they want to see it crumble, they want to see it fractured, struggling, they want to see that. They've wanted to see it for generations, and so. Some people are enjoying this. If y'all don't put people in jail, it just keeps going. It's going to keep going anyway, because your man Trump is martyred at this point. Martyr. Mm-hmm.
And these January 6th people, it's going to get worse. There might be more of them who come in the midterms who believe it was fine.
We shall see. Also, just a big sending love to Snoop Dogg. He shared over the weekend that his mom passed away.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Damn, sucks. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so rest in peace. And also, hold on. And also, Cardi B is on her way. She is in New York. She's starting her criminal court hearing today.
Okay.
I think she's going to be fine. I don't see Cardi B going to jail, guys.
Hope not.
You know, I don't really see that happening. But today is the beginning of the trial, so we'll be following it on. I'll keep giving you details on that. That's your flash.
I mean, it's very interesting that these things that they, you know, these cases, you feel like they're gone and they come back, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because this happened. This is from 2019.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, 2019, and she pled not guilty to 12 counts of felony for attempted assault and reckless endangerment.
Yo, she done went off and had a whole other baby, and the court case is still going on.
Yep, I think she broke up, got back together, had a baby, all before this has happened.
So, and I bring that up in relation to the January 6th and us being sitting around like, who's going to jail? Like, who is actually going to jail? This thing will go on for years, guys. We're going to be dealing with this January 6th conversation, this Trump stuff. This stuff could go on for years.
That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:59, high of 72 degrees, rain tonight, and alternate site parking rules are in effect. On the Flash, lights,
lights, Shani, tell the people, man.
April in the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Let's go.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer